Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So I was going to correct their behavior, but then I remembered what happened in Wesley Chapel, so you can't correct anybody's behavior anymore.
Whoa, big breaking news. Oh, well, I think it's big.
You see this? Lose!
Chester Bennington of Linkin Park committed suicide.
Wow. They were supposed to come in concert here.
Are you kidding me?
No, TMZ breaking news 3 minutes ago.
Wow, one of the people has Drew R. Garabo blocked on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
One fewer people who has me blocked on Twitter.
And what did he do in Linkin Park?
He was the singer.
The lead singer.
Well, yeah. The screamer, not the rapper.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mike Shinoda. Well, he kind of rapped, too. Mike Shinoda still, like, here's their music. You'll know him. He's the guy who sings. Like, he's the dude who...
He hung himself.
Hanged
himself.
Yes, he might have been well hung.
How old was he? He probably wasn't even 40, was he? Does it say, John?
In the end, Seth, it doesn't even matter.
41.
Wow.
Six kids.
What?
Six kids with two wives.
Damn.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
I feel like I have to tell my wife, although she's probably listening to the show.
Ugh.
That's the reanimated version. Remember that?
Damn.
Hey, yo. Is that him? When this
first started, no, that's
I think that's Mike Shinoda.
Shinoda, yeah.
Shinoda kind of intros it a little bit. I tried so hard.
That's him.
That's Chester.
Oh, yeah. You can't do a show without him.
No.
Wow. He was fronting Stone Temple Pilots for a while.
He was.
Yep.
Yeah. That's Mike Shinoda. And then. That is crazy,
but
dude.
Can't you find somebody to replace him at some karaoke event?
He
was good.
He was Linkin Park, man. I felt bad that he blocked me because I was just trying to have some fun on Twitter. But
what were his troubles?
Drug addiction in the past.
I thought he had been sober for a while, but you never know.
It says here from this breaking article, the singer struggled with drugs and alcohol for years. He said in the past he had considered committing suicide because he had been abused as a child.
Man.
Six kids.
Leaving six kids without a dad. That's yet another rocker if you want to call him a rocker, from that era.
No, that's not the Chris Cornell era.
Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah, it's the 2000s.
You're right. Just trying to draw a correlation.
I know. This is my era, though, so I know it's not your era. It's my era.
Why's your era always got to copy my era, dude? We own suicide among troubled rock stars, bro.
Why does it seem to plague that genre of music?
Those who are drawn to performing and creating that type of music are fractured individuals.
Well, you couldn't say that about every form. I mean, you don't see Katy Perry doing this.
No, Katy Perry, I'm sure, wrestles with her own demons. But the darker side of music is haunted by those who struggle with their own demons, and they pour it into their performances. Therefore, fractured people tend to gather around them. So it's not that surprising.
How do you explain Jay-Z cheating on Beyonce?
Well, I can't. I mean, that should
show
you.
That's pretty dark. Yeah.
That's as dark as it gets. That should really show you that anybody could cheat on anybody if Jay-Z could cheat on Beyonce.
Who did Jay-Z cheat with? Was it Ashanti?
The Becky with the good hair.
But who is the Becky with the good hair?
Who knows? I think Becky stands for 400 women.
So, in case you're just joining us, John Senning broke the news that Chester Bennington of Linkin Park was found dead, hanged himself.
41.
41 years old?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a troubled soul.
I mean, I know a lot of people hate Linkin Park and nu metal, but these guys were the biggest band on the planet for a little while.
For a minute or two, yeah, and they've always had their own niche. And we interviewed Mike Shinoda, and Sean Blackburn just asked, "Well, wasn't it like last month that Chester blocked you?" Yeah, it was. I mean, he responded to and then blocked me.
Now, don't we all agree, in order to get out of this dark place, I mean, we need OJ to be free and for Mayweather to knock Conor McGregor out in the first round.
Do we need Mike Tirico to be black or can he stay on the Italian side?
I'm not up on that story.
Oh, okay.
Is he black?
Not according to him.
All right, then. If you say you're not black, you're not black.
Right. He said he doesn't like talking about race very much, but I guess he has an Italian mom and a black dad.
Well, I was curious to see what SBK thought because I thought Mike Tirico was black, but I also thought that Kurt Angle was white, and then SBK was the first person to
point. No. Kurt Angle is black as they come.
Now, Kurt Angle, he's a performer on the WWE.
Doesn't he have a black son?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's making you a black daddy. Yeah. Like Darth Vader.
Darth Vader was as white as they come.
No, he was the blackest. He's the blackest thing in the whole universe.
Oh, man.
Kevin, do you know who we're going for in the Mayweather-McGregor fight? Do you know who each one of us think is going to win? Have you been listening, or can you just take a guess?
Well, yeah, both.
Okay.
I know Drew is going to side with reason.
Yes,
you know,
that is true.
And probably go with the guy who is actually one of the best boxers ever versus the guy who kind of wants to give it a try.
Sure.
I mean, on paper.
That is accurate.
But if you got like some kind of inner struggle, like what killed this fella we just talking about here, then you're probably going to be like a promo John and want to go for a
No inner struggle here. I'd love to see Conor make it a good fight, but I don't think it's going to be even close.
Okay, all right. Are you guys, for boxing fans that are listening, if you're familiar with Sugar Shane Mosley.
Yeah, yeah.
World-class fighter, one of the best.
Sure.
He fought Mayweather.
Right.
He landed one clean punch. Mm. He won't even hit him, man. Mm. Like, and that sounds
I'm
ridiculous.
I'm glad that you feel that way. I disagree.
I'm going with what has happened in 48 fights.
Right.
He's old. He's an old man with a little head.
Have you watched the sparring? You know, he got knocked out and McGregor got knocked out in
that's,
the sparring.
You know all about fake news, man. That's fake news.
The video wasn't fake.
There's no video of him getting knocked out.
I have it right here on my computer.
Black Twitter.
Oh, yeah. You need to give me a password for that, by the way.
You need to come over to the money team.
I can't support that homophobe, man.
Who?
Who's Floyd? A homophobe? Floyd.
How is he a homophobe? No. But you support a racist.
You're
comfortable with that.
Yeah, dance boy.
Hey, the way they're promoting this fight, could you imagine if the Seahawks were playing...
Like 49ers or something?
No. If the Seahawks were playing the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Right.
And Tom Brady was throwing the heat that... Like, the NFL would not allow something to be promoted. But why is it okay in boxing?
I don't know,
Even if they're acting, they have chose a poor way. We're going to watch the fight anyway.
I know.
But you got to do all this crap.
Nah, they don't need to, man.
Shame on both of them.
Right, I agree.
And we're going to give them money, and they're going to walk away with a big payday, biggest payday they ever had.
Well, no one's going to. When you're punching each other in the head, I think, you know, civility's out the window at this
NFL
point.
NFL is less violent, right?
I don't know. I think boxing and MMA is much more violent than the NFL.
Oh, the NFL is the pain business.
It is. But, man, both of them really brutalized people. It's his birthday. I hope he's out there living it up. Yeah, happy birthday, Mr. Beckles.
Oh, 50 today.
Is he really?
I think he's 50.
Oh, I thought he was younger than I am. He looks way younger. I said, happy birthday, young fella, because I thought he was younger than I. It turns out he's in better shape.
I think he's 50.
He looks good for 50.
Right. Yeah, he looks good for 40. Just to cover all our bases here.
Yeah, maybe he's 40. I don't know.
I was on Calta's show this morning. I woke up at 7, as I've been doing for a week, and taking care of the waterfall system. And then my phone, it starts buzzing next to me about 8:30 or so, and it's Mike. It's Carmen putting me on with Mike, and he had Aaron Miller in the studio. He had Micah, and we talked about the kava poisoning. Uh-oh. And Aaron's 100% convinced that it's the kava.
I am too now.
Yeah.
I wasn't up
now,
until
you
last night.
You resisted Team Kava for a long time.
Yeah, but because I didn't understand how it could hit you a couple days later, but then I heard, you know, I've talked to some people, and they said it can linger in your intestines, but... If it was such a contagious virus that all you guys got at the same time,
right.
Then your family would have it, John's family would have it, Calta's family would have it, we'd have it.
Right. So it can't be a virus.
Right.
Maybe it's some sort of intestinal parasite, maybe if it's not the kava. But then how would it get between me? It's not like we're sleeping over and farting in each other's heads or anything.
Is there such thing as a bad batch of kava?
I don't
know.
Can
you get a rotten root?
Maybe. But Seth, who had the same kava, a couple other people had the same kava, Samoa Joe, they're fine.
I mean, Kevin said I had good intestines. That's why.
Yeah, you got a strong gut.
You do have a strong gut. I'm on the verge of actually going to a doctor because today is day 5, and they say 3 to 5 days.
Aaron Miller's feeling great.
Okay.
So I don't know how Mike's feeling, but I just saw Aaron. He says, "Oh man, last night I had a breakthrough." So you may be on the tail end of this.
Hey, I see what you did
no,
there.
No, that was serious.
Mike left his soiled drawers at his house. He couldn't find them anywhere this morning, and he wanted to apologize to his wife.
Did I actually hear that he had an accident in the bed this morning?
Yeah. It's real easy to do that. Soul Brother Kevin said, you can't trust a fart.
I've never had that happen to me my entire 30 years of life, and this has brought that special kind of occasion upon all of us.
I've made it this far without ever really duking in my pants until the Best Buy situation earlier.
If this happens with me, I'm going to get a hotel for 5 days. I can't subject my family to this.
It won't happen to you. You won't, unless you take Kava.
No, I still go home every night and freak out, and I wait for it to happen.
No, you're good. Yeah.
You sure?
You don't have anything.
All right, I'm going to text you tonight. Who knows, man? Nobody even knows what this is. I'm going to text Kevin tonight so he can make me feel better. I'm just hanging out in the bathroom, just waiting for it to all go down.
If I thought this was contagious, I would not be.
You'd be okay.
Exactly. I'd be out.
There's no way it's contagious. No way. My son's fine.
I don't say no way.
I cook for him. I make sandwiches for him. I do.
Yeah, but Kevin did bring that spray in here that kills tuberculosis.
It kills it in 2 minutes flat.
You're right. If it is still bad, because I checked out the app for the walk-in clinic this morning, and the line was like an hour and 45 minutes. You know, you can do that virtually now instead of just going down there and waiting 2 hours. You can just go to an app and go, okay, well, it's an hour and 45-minute wait. Forget that. If on my way home I still have not received tangible, solid stuff.
Are you guys properly hydrating? Because you can get dehydrated pretty easily.
No, I have nonstop Gatorade and G2.
And what'd you eat last night for dinner?
For dinner last night, I allowed myself to have a black bean burger. I had a black bean burger, and it stayed down. No snacks at the movies, no nothing.
Okay.
Weird feeling, by the way, getting out of the movie theater at 1 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday night. Very, very strange, haunting feeling.
It's summer.
Yeah, we're the all...
I heard that... I don't even know if this has been brought up on the air, but I heard because John Senning had a bunch of Kava on his own on Saturday.
Yeah.
I heard that he drank that night. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
That's what he told me, yeah.
What, did he have a beer?
I don't know. He said he told me that he had alcohol that night.
Okay, because I didn't hear that on the air. Yeah. I heard that off air. I don't remember from whom, but...
Yeah.
I've been thinking about that. Did you have any sort of alcohol? Like, had you had any during the week or anything?
Not for a month.
That was the Wednesday you were at Pin Chasers. You didn't have any beer at Pin Chasers?
Not for a month. I did not have any Yingling. I was too busy chasing down the crooks from iHeartMedia who had stolen our stuff.
Because I did have alcohol Friday night, which was in between my two Kava visits. I had Kava on Thursday and on Saturday.
What did you have? What booze did you have?
I had a...
Yingling!
What?
Yeah, I had a couple Yinglings, and I also had a tall, like, Fresca and vodka.
Okay, tall Fresca and vodka. All right.
So I didn't know if that was the missing link, maybe. I've thought of...
I don't know.
No, that Fresca and vodka will usually kill any parasite in your system.
You have some sort of a worm or a tapeworm or a tube worm.
But John has it. He has it the worst.
I think so. I haven't checked out what he's got, but none of us have reported bloody symptoms. Unless we're in Great Britain, we'd say we've got bloody symptoms. But
you can't call him out for that.
He said it.
Did you?
Not on the radio.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say it on the radio.
In your your movements,
yes.
Any blood or mucus?
Nope.
Yeah.
No blood, no mucus. Yeah. Just looks like little pieces of my stomach lining.
I would. This is disgusting, and I'm sorry that we're talking about this.
It's a clinical conversation.
Mucus is a word that I would use.
Okay.
Oh, okay. You have dysentery.
Oh,
that's what someone said yesterday.
Is that contagious?
That's very contagious, but there's no way it's dysentery.
Okay. And it can be caused by bacteria, virus, or parasite.
There's no... What are the other
you
symptoms?
You have a fever? Have abdominal cramps?
Nope. None of the above. I feel great abdominally.
Drew, do you feel like it's like taxing on you? Do you feel like you're starting to get tired?
I feel emotionally like my body's probably, and physically, that my body's not absorbing the nutrients that it needs because I'm just... Everything's going right, you know. So, yeah, that part of it. By the end of the day, I feel physically fatigued and emotionally drained from... And miserable, by the way. Hi, Scott. What's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Scotty?
Hey, how's it going? You guys might be experiencing an issue with the Kava destroying the natural bacteria that's in your stomach that is used to absorb and help break down foods. Mm. And if the Kava basically flushed that out, then you're going without bacteria, which means you're going to...
I need some probiotics.
That lady tried to
bring
you
some. Yeah, you need some probiotics, maybe, and different things like that.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that very much. I'm going to go get some probiotics and see if I can restore that healthy gut flora that is supposed to be down there.
Yeah, you threw your acidophilus off.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Well, I can't be doing that. Greg, what's up, man? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hello, thank you. Kelta was talking to Micah's brother this morning, and he had said that a little bit of a conversation about the whole ordeal going over with Samoa Joe. The Samoa Joe also had the same type of symptoms. So yeah, maybe you want to listen back to the Kelta show, or maybe it's you know, it could be part of the clip of the day or something, because sometimes those are extended. But you know, he did comment about having the same type of symptoms.
Yeah, you can't trust them wrestling.
I mean, look, we watched on TV, and Samoa Joe did not look like he was himself. He looked a little like he might be a poopy pants guy. Thank you, caller. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I truly not just saying that to build a storyline. When I saw him come out on Monday night, he looked peaked. He looked a little under the weather.
Maybe that's part of his gimmick.
A reserved Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe reported being fine on Tuesday night.
Yeah, well,
I think he was kind of supporting Micah. Yeah. And, you know,
you don't go against Micah unless you're us.
Well, then when's it going to happen to me?
What?
I had the kava.
You're not between.
Man, you're fine.
Not. Yeah, dude, you're going to
be
fine.
Yeah, but if Samoa Joe just got sick yesterday.
You know, he didn't just get sick yesterday. You're not going to get anything from this, man.
I think you experienced the worst of it. You said you had some issues. You didn't feel well. You had a lack of appetite for a couple days.
Right. That's it. We all got just to certain degrees. We're all older, so we have like more crap in our system.
John's not older.
Physically, he's
older. Yeah,
he's aged his body.
Yeah, I'm an old soul.
Right. Yeah, physically and soul wise, he's a very old guy. He's way older than 30. You know, he's at least in his 40s, if not 50s.
Yeah, I would say 56. Roughly.
Right. So you know, you can't say he's a young guy.
I gotta go.
You're good, dude.
Adam, what do you know? You don't even know what you have. How you don't know what you have? It's contagious, and you're telling me I'm good.
I had a bad root that has gotten into my system. And I'm working through it. I don't know when it ends. I don't know when it ends.
The depression that you've talked about is what I'm starting to experience. It's just this overwhelming sadness.
That's why we went to the movies last night. I was sitting on the couch. I had just fallen asleep for like a half hour because I just felt so... And I woke up and I went in and I was like, hey, son of mine, are you playing a game against someone right now on the Xbox Live? And he said, no. I said, you want to go see a movie? And he said, I'd love to, Pop. And I said, let's go see Planet of the Apes or Spider-Man.
You made it through the movie without any bathroom breaks?
Not even close to a stomach rumbling during the movie. I felt great.
It's pretty good.
I felt fine. I was totally into the movie. And then when it was over, got home and fell asleep with no problems. Thought I would awaken this morning like Christmas morning with a present of no watery poops.
Seriously, when are you guys going to like
go to the doctor?
Like, when are you going to get really concerned? Are you really concerned now?
I was going to go this morning. There's a place over by where Drew and I live that I checked on their app to see what the wait was like, and it was an hour and 45 minutes, so I'd have been pushing it to get here. So I'm ready to go. Like, I am officially concerned. So.
Yeah, but you don't want to wait longer than 45 minutes.
An hour and 45 minutes. Yeah, I just wouldn't have made it here, and it would have been a whole deal.
My because you have to make it here. My level of concern went from minimal to today being ratcheted up to moderate. If I have to go during the show today and you guys see that look of panic, in my eyes, it's going to go from moderate to significant.
Okay.
And then tonight, if I sleep through the night again and I wake up tomorrow morning, I'm going to go to severe concern, and then I'll go see a doctor.
And this all started Saturday afternoon?
Saturday afternoon, as soon as I returned to my hotel room after our broadcast. And
what was the worst day for you out of them all?
Same as Mike Kelta, Saturday night into Sunday.
Okay.
Where my son asked if he should call 911.
Have you had any headaches?
No.
Stiffness in the neck? Nausea?
Nope, not a bit of nausea.
Okay, I know what you have.
What's that?
You have rat lungworm disease.
I knew it had to be some sort of worm, a lungworm, rat lungworm. Yeah.
Somebody sent, I think, tweeted us all this morning with a diagnosis of a C. diff, which is a thing that attacks your intestines, and it sounds exactly like what we have.
Just watery poo, no other symptoms?
Pretty much. I mean, some people, the thing is Aaron Miller earlier in the week, from what I understand, he was vomiting and everything, so I think it just affects people differently.
Yeah, Mike got it, I think, just as bad as Aaron, if I'm not mistaken. I feel okay. People are like, how you feeling? I'm like, I feel pretty good until I go sit on the toilet. And
does anyone think it's something other than the kava?
I'll allow for a 25% possibility that it is. I think 75% sure.
John, you think it's something other than the kava, right?
I don't think it was the kava itself. I don't think we're having a reaction to the kava. Okay. I think something went wrong, whether it be the preparation, whether it be a bad batch, whatever it
is. Ken doesn't know how to wipe?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I don't think it's directly related to the kava itself.
Well, would you have some more kava to prove it?
I honestly, to be dead honest with you, I probably will have kava again one day.
You will?
Yeah. just to test myself. I don't wish this upon anybody, but I'll always wonder if it was just my body's reaction to the kava.
Interesting.
You guys have any weakness or feeling tired, sore arms and legs?
Not necessarily sore, but those first two, definitely weak and tired.
Oh, okay, yeah. You have scurvy.
That's so ironic because I've eaten two oranges in the last 2 days.
Doesn't matter. I need 200.
Damn it. Somebody go get some limes quick and some probiotics. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. We'll keep you updated on the OJ hearing.
I got a tweet that said, because we were talked about Chester Bennington from Linkin Park committing suicide. I got a tweet and he said, the guy said that Chester Bennington was best friends with Chris Cornell and that today was Chris Cornell's birthday.
I don't know if they were BFFs. I know that they were probably close. And yeah, today's Cornell's birthday. And are those two really connected, you think?
I don't know. I'm sure they, maybe, I don't know.
Did he leave a note, did they say?
It's probably too early.
Yeah.
They're probably going to take pictures of the scene and leak them like they did with Chris Cornell.
I know. Well, we'll know by the end of the show if he left a note or not.
In the OJ parole hearing, they took a 30-minute recess. They're going to return in 30 minutes with a decision.
Holy crap.
That means yes. They're trying to get the police, the barricade. People are going to be celebrating. The kava shop's going to run out of kava.
True Grabo Live, who's this?
This is Sean.
What's up, Sean?
Hey, I actually had C. diff twice. I was hospitalized back in March and in December, and it's kind of similar symptoms to what you guys are talking about.
So C. diff, is that C-D-I-F?
It's C-D-I-F-F.
And what is that exactly, sir? Is that like an E. coli situation?
It's basically where the good bacteria, there's not enough good bacteria, the bad bacteria overtakes your stomach. So similar symptoms to what you have. When I was hospitalized with it, I didn't realize how bad it was. My blood pressure had shot up. My kidneys were starting to go into failure. So they never were able to catch it in time. But probably lasted about 4 or 5 days before I went to the hospital. And they admitted me for a week each time.
All right, thank you. Great. Yeah. It's very, very rosy picture you're pointing.
What I've learned over the past 5 days is that every single person who calls and tweets is a medical professional. Yeah,
I've learned that as well.
Everybody just wants to help. They hear us. We're the ones complaining.
Thank you.
So they just want to try and
help.
Well,
yes, there's one call that says you guys are going to die. One call says you guys are going to live. One call says that, everything's different.
No one ever really dies. We know that. All right, let's come back with more Drew Grabo Live. The OJ verdict. Will OJ get out of jail? I think we're going to find out in the next segment. That's awesome.
It's Drew Grabo Live on 102.5 The Bone. We are building great radio. And who's going to pay for it?
Mexico will pay 100%.
102.5 The Bone. Real, raw radio.
Hey, Troy.
What's up, dude?
What you got there in the Polar Pop Cup?
Oh, it's just...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.